Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. You know, I'm loving going through between Matthew 5 and 7 and looking at the Sermon on the Mount. It is wonderful and it's eye-opening as well, because the Lord brought this Sermon on the Mount with so many, 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 many nuggets in it. It's unbelievable when you think about it. He finishes his Sermon on the Mount with these words. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise like the person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it's built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey is foolish. Like a person who builds a house upon sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. I'm going to call this message simply Building on a Solid Foundation. Beloved, when we're following the Lord Jesus Christ, when we're following the way, I love to call following Christ the way. When we are followers of Jesus, we need to build our lives on good, solid foundations, as God is talking, as Jesus is saying right here. And he's talking about building. Now, if you're a builder, you know what you have to do when you're building a house or a building of any description. You need to make sure there are footings. You have to dig down. Now, hark at me, I'm not a builder, but I've seen enough builders in my time to know what they do. And they build down a foundation, and they lay bricks into that foundation and fill it full of cement so that the foundation of the property is solid. And we need to make sure that our foundation is solid. Jesus talks in this place, in this particular time, about his teaching, and he says, if you're going to follow it, you're being very, very wise. If you don't follow it, if you hear it and don't follow it, you're being very silly. We need to understand that in life, life is difficult, and all of us face many, many tasks and trials and problems. And if we do not have a deep, grounded foundation in the Lord Jesus Christ, then there's no help there. We're alone. Our whole Christian life is going to collapse as though we were building on sand. And we can't do that. We cannot do that. It is impossible for us to live our lives in that way. And the only way to make sure that that doesn't happen is to build our lives on this wonderful bedrock of Jesus Christ. To build our lives on Christian fundamentality. To build our lives on knowing the Christian principles. Now, I don't want to go into all of that now. I just want to talk about one. Because that's all the Lord has ever asked me to talk about is just this one, and that is love. Loving one another as he has loved us. Loving one another as he has loved us. And understanding that God's love pours down on us. That is going to give us a solid foundation. We have to follow his commands, beloved. We have no choice. And I believe his greatest command was this: love one another as I have loved you. That is going to give us such a solid grounding. We need to understand that the evil one will try and knock our house over. There's a child's What's the word? Not a nursery rhyme, but a child's story. About the three wolves. No. About the wolf and the three little pigs, that's it. The three little pigs and the wolf. And one built his house of straw, one built his hands of sticks, and the other one built a house of stone. And the wolf came along and said, "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down." And the one with the house of sticks and the one with the house of whatever it was, I can't even remember. But their houses fell down, but the house with the built of sticks, of stone, didn't fall down. Oh gosh, I'm trying to remember this story. It's years ago since I heard it. But the point is there, and I believe that the evil one is the big bad wolf, and he's trying to blow our houses down. Are we going to allow him to do that? Or are we going to make sure that our house is built on solid ground, on solid, good foundation? And we can do that by turning to him and loving him. We can do that by realizing that he is a major part of our lives. We can do that by praying and having a wonderful communication and a wonderful relationship with Almighty God. After all, he is our Heavenly Father, and we need to speak to him. We need to communicate with him. We need to love him. We need to adore him. We need to worship him constantly, in spirit and in truth. And that is what we try to do here on Worship Radio 247. And knowing all of these things, knowing that we are loving him and communicating with him and having this wonderful father-child relationship with Almighty God, we know that Satan can blow and blow and blow, and he will not blow our house down. Why? Because it is built of solid rock. It is on bedrock. It is on a solid foundation. Just earlier, there was a song, "I Will Offer Up My Life." I believe that if we offer up our lives every single day to Almighty God, there's nothing wrong with that. Quite often someone will say, "Well, actually, I gave my heart to the Lord 27 years ago or 15 years ago. I don't need to do it again. I've done it once." Oh, yes, you do. You need to do it constantly. What that does, I believe that just increases the solidarity of your foundation to your Christian life. I believe it's important that we do that together, often and always, beloved, because by doing that, we're saying to Almighty God, "Lord, we will never leave you. We will never walk away. We will follow you until the very end." And today, this is what I want us to do, beloved. I want us to renew our relationship with Almighty God, and then let us walk on and continue to worship him and continue to love and adore him and continue to listen to what he says. The Sermon on the Mount, I think, is probably the greatest sermon that was ever preached by anyone, anywhere, at any time. And we will constantly look at that, beloved. Let's pray together. Just say these words after me as we renew our relationship with Almighty God. Heavenly Father, thank you for what you do in my life. Thank you that you are Lord of all. Thank you, Father, that you sent your Son 2,000 years ago to die on the cross for me at Calvary. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make me brand new. Fill me full of your joy. And I promise I will follow you for the rest of my life. Fill me now, Lord, full of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.